Blog Talk Radio. Testing. Thing testing. Testing. Julian?
Yo, Rick.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Hey, what's up? So welcome to Philadelphia Sports Nation. I'm your host, Julian Bra, the King. Today I'm joined with Rick. What's up, Rick?
How are you, man? What's going on?
What's going on, man? So, dude, are you pessimistic, optimistic? I mean, a lot has gone on recently in Philadelphia with Evan Mathis and Joel Embiid. What are your thoughts? Are you pessimistic or optimistic about the Eagles' chance, the offensive line, and the Sixers' chances in the future with Joel Embiid's hindrance as of right now?
I guess with Joel Embiid, I would have to say that I'm optimistic because it is a setback, but I mean it's something that the team isn't prepared for. Obviously, we knew from the beginning this was going to be a long haul going into it. So, I mean, it's just one more step back. It's not like nothing the fans are expecting. So I'm optimistic about the situation. As other fans may be, they're like, oh, we got to start rebuilding again. I don't think that's the case. I think it's just a small step back for an even bigger step forward.
Well, let's first talk about Joel Embiid as – most people know Joel Embiid suffered a foot injury a while back, and results came in the L.A. clinic that he had not made the progress the Sixers and consultants had hoped. So there are further reports on that Joel Embiid might miss out another season in Philadelphia, might miss out another season and extend the rebuilding phase a little bit longer. But talk about Joel Embiid. Embiid, hopefully one of the Sixers' future cornerstones, suffered this injury. Now his future is highly in doubt. I just feel really, really bad for Joel because you know that Joel has put in so much time and effort in the gym to get back on his feet, get back on the court and start playing basketball again. But you can't really, because you see, everyone's asking, well, did Sam Hinkie make the right move of drafting Joel Embiid? Did he make the right move, period, of starting this whole rebuilding phase in the first place? Well, I'd have to say yes, because you look at where the Sixers are going. They're trying to still build a championship roster no matter how Joel Embiid is doing off the court. They are trying to build a championship roster, and look, the Sixers could still be within the borderline of the NBA playoffs. They could be in between that borderline of the eighth seed and no playoff seed whatsoever. The Sixers are trying to build a championship roster, and look, everyone knows how painful this building phase has been over time. The Sixers have lost many games, and you could see it in Brett Brown's face how frustrated he is to be putting up with tanking. Everyone likes to use the word tanking, so it's pretty much, you know, in fact, the Sixers have tanked over the years, and it's just gone to Brett Brown's nerves that no one wants the Sixers to be losing again next year without Joel Embiid. You asked me if I'm pessimistic. There's a little concern, but in the meantime, I'm still optimistic because the Sixers have a draft pick coming in. You know, the Sixers might happen to draft Kristaps Porzingis or D'Angelo Russell. Either one of those guys can improve our shooting, can score more buckets for us. So that's a plus. But Sixer fans got to realize that the Sixers have many more years ahead until they really, really compete for a championship. And they even have more draft picks the very next year. I wouldn't get so down about the situation, even though it's pretty sad. Joel Embiid is hurt. His future is in jeopardy. Will he ever suit up in a Sixers uniform will be determined, but it'd be certainly sad if Joel Embiid could never play again. Oh, we saw it with Andrew Bynum. Andrew Bynum never played a game for the Philadelphia 76ers, never played a game in a Sixers uniform. It'd just be sad that once again history repeats itself, this time with Joel Embiid. But you gotta look further, because hey, Joel is said to be a future cornerstone, possibly the whole entire future of the Philadelphia 76ers, but you got also view the team in terms of the foundation they've built, the how they've structured the roster. You know, the Sixers, originally the Sixers wanted to build through the draft and draft raw prospects. So I see it like this: the Sixers are building through the draft, and they're trying to pick up raw prospects. Before, the Sixers didn't mean to draft Joel Embiid. The only reason why they took Joel Embiid was because he was the best available. But they didn't mean to draft Joel Embiid. They meant to draft Andrew Wiggins. And so, take Andrew Wiggins, take Nerlens Noel, take Kristaps Porzingis. Right. All these guys are raw. And you figure, hey, with Andrew Wiggins, Kristaps Porzingis, and Nerlens Noel on the roster, these guys together would take time to develop into very nice players. Take time, and so. Sixer fans, gotta be patient, because I can feel that we are on the heels of a brand new era, of an exciting era. We're on the cusp of an exciting era. Hey, look, the Sixers are going to leak new uniforms this coming Thursday. They're going to bring in possibly Darius Arch overseas either this year or next year. Things are looking up in the future because they also have draft picks, other draft picks to fall back on in 2016 and later on. So, that's right.
So you can call into the show by dialing 347-215-6966. Once again, the number to the show is 347-215-6966.
Rick is heading in the studio today. You can call in. Rick will cue you in. We'll talk to you about Joel Embiid and even Evan Mathis. Let's talk about Evan Mathis here, Rick. But how worried are you about the Eagles' offensive line?
Like I said with Embiid, I'm pretty optimistic about the situation. I know it's the opposite opinion of what most Philadelphia fans are right now, especially because losing a guy in Evan Mathis who is a Pro Bowler, who has this resume that he is the guy that we paid him to be and everything, but now he's not there and we have to fill him with someone who doesn't have nearly half the resume. So I can understand why fans are worried and why they think that the offensive line is going to take a huge hit, but I think at the same time, we have Alan Barber who's there to definitely come in and definitely fill in the job as need be, and Chip believes in them, so I think right there that's half the battle with it. So I'm not as down about it as other Eagles fans may be, but I'm definitely hoping for the best with it because, like, anything can happen as anything goes in sports.
Yeah, definitely. Well, everyone is very concerned about the holes at left guard, right guard. Well, let me tell you what I'm most concerned about. I'm most concerned about Lane Johnson. I think this is a very, very big year for Lane Johnson to step down. We got a great blindside tackler in Jason Peters, arguably one of the best. We also have all this depth on the offensive line with Alan Barber. I mean, everyone keeps messing his name up, poor guy, but Alan Barber, Andrew Gardner, Jason Kelsey, who's really recently evolved into a Pro Bowl center. Things are really looking up for him as he's only 25 years old. But then you look over the right side, we have a fourth overall pick from a couple of years ago, Lane Johnson. I really expect Lane Johnson to have a big season. And so does Chip. I expect Chip as well to put high expectations on Lane Johnson due to the fact that Lane Johnson has missed out on some time here and there throughout the past couple seasons and now has had a full season of workouts to prove that he can come in and work with this group solidly. I mean, Rick, what can you take away from Lane Johnson? All right, well, we just lost Rick, but, yeah, Lane Johnson has to have a big season for the Philadelphia Eagles. It's a must, but think about the depth they have. They just signed Jarrell Wheeler. Jarrell Wheeler is expected to come in and be a solid offensive lineman once again for the Eagles' depth, but Chip Kelly and the Eagles' front office personnel is confident. You know, they watch more tape than us, so who are we to know about the Eagles' offensive line? They are more than confident that either Andrew Gardner, Alan Barber, or even Jarrell Wheeler could step up to the plate and put on a great season for the Philadelphia Eagles. Jason Peters recently stated that the Eagles have the best offensive line in the NFC. I'm not sure of the NFC. I might be mistaken. He might have said NFC or NFC East, but him to put over the Eagles' offensive line is huge, huge. You look at the Dallas Cowboys' offensive line with Tyron Smith, Travis Frederick, you name it. And they just brought in Lyle Collins. So that's huge of Jason Peters instilling so much confidence in this offensive line because, like I said, who are we to know about the Eagles' offensive line? Chip and the front office personnel come together and watch more tape than us. I mean, it's a certain fact that the Eagles have lost some offensive linemen. Okay, but there's no certain fact that any of these guys like Andrew Gardner. I mean, look, the Eagles during that stretch of time did pretty well with Andrew Gardner stepping in. They did pretty well while Evan Mathis was gone. They won things. I always said this last year too. The early stretch of the Eagles season last year was better than the later stretch of last year because then Mark Sanchez stepped in and the Eagles offensive lines sort of underperformed than they did the early stretch. So I definitely say that Andrew Gardner's a possibility. Jared Wheeler's a possibility. Any of these guys are a possibility to outshine expectations and come in ready week one of the NFL regular season.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, it's just not a matter of getting another Pro Bowler. You just need a guy who can get the job done. Having Evan Mathis is obviously a great benefit. You just gotta have someone who can get the job done. And if Tom Barber, whoever it may be, can get the job done, then that's what we need.
Yeah, exactly. I prefaced by saying Lane Johnson's name because I think without Lane Johnson this year, worst case scenario, Lane Johnson goes down this year. I have a lot more concern about this Eagles offensive line because, I'm not certain that this offensive line will be good without Lane Johnson. Will possibly turn out well with Lane Johnson, but without Lane Johnson, oh boy, we're talking about a long season. I truly feel Lane Johnson needs to stay healthy this year and have close to a Pro Bowl season. Not saying a Pro Bowl season, but close to as good, but because his time is now.
Yeah, I mean, I think you definitely hit on something big there. I mean, not even Lane Johnson, but that whole offensive line, because I know one major concern with the release of Evan Mathis is that that's just one person less from the depth in the O-line there. So you're talking about who's behind the next guy. I mean, there's not much more options behind them, but I mean, obviously injuries and stuff happen, but if you can stay healthy, that's what you got to do now with the situation you're in.
Yeah. And look, everyone says, why didn't the Eagles draft an offensive lineman in this past year's NFL draft? Well, look at it this way. I think the Eagles would have just added on more depth with the addition of another offensive lineman from this past year's NFL draft. So I look at it in terms of depth, not value, draft stock value. I look at it in terms of depth, how much depth this Eagles offensive line has. Put in any guy, well, Andrew Gardner could possibly get you some pancakes. So one of these guys could possibly do well enough to spread out the rush game for Ryan Matthews and DeMarco Murray, especially. I think this is going to be a big year for DeMarco Murray to run through the gaps and be as durable as he is. I think this will be a huge year for DeMarco Murray. I mean, everyone's saying, or look at it in the context of Joseph Randall's words recently. Joseph Randall, former teammate of DeMarco Murray, said that. I don't really remember specifically, but he said DeMarco doesn't have he doesn't have much meat left on the bone. Whatever, I just know for a fact that Joseph Randall knocked DeMarco Murray, and many critics have because he played behind such a wonderful offensive line in Dallas, but understand that that Dallas offensive line had three really good offensive linemen, and that could very well be the case again this time in Philadelphia, only if Lane Johnson is able to protect the right side of the field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and I guess some Chip spoke to me today, and he said how Evan Mathis' agent, Drew Rosenhaus, requested that Evan Mathis wanted to be released. So I think going back to your thing about whether they wanted to draft an O-lineman, I think Chip truly did want to try to work something out with Evan as to why he didn't even think of drafting an O-lineman. But, I mean, obviously if you can't make it work, you can't make it work. And, I mean, that's the situation it ended up with now. I don't think Chip wanted to release him. It came to that situation, and there's only so much you can do, and it is what it is now.
Yeah, that you can just you can only hope these guys pan out. If not, then I'm certain enough that the Eagles will go out in the first round next year and draft an offensive line. That's simple. Or they'll just add on more depth in the later rounds of next year's NFL draft. They feel the depth they have now isn't qualified enough to stay on the roster. So that's just how Chip perceives the whole situation. But talk about all the losses. So it's been Deshaun Jackson. It's been Deshaun Jackson, LeSean McCoy, a whole bunch. Todd Harriman's, Trent Cole. We're talking a lot of players. And now Evan Mathis. I mean, the national media likes to poke fun at us, but hey, Rick, I never got your perspective on Chip Kelly. What do you think of Chip Kelly's plan going into this season without Evan Mathis?
I mean, I am one of the ones who believes in Chip Kelly and his plan. I mean, I agreed with him on the quarterback situation that I did not think Nick Foles was the guy to take you to a Super Bowl. Is Sam Bradford? I'm not sure. I think you have as equal an opportunity, I think even better, with Bradford. Obviously, the biggest thing is his injuries. You can only do so much with that, but I think with the arm that Bradford has and what he brings to the table and what we've seen him do in his time in the NFL and in college, I think definitely has the tools to take it to the next level, and especially with the talent group that Chip has surrounded him in with his Jordan Matthews, he has DeMarco Murray. There's a lot of options for him to go out to, so I think it's on the right.
Yeah. You still there, Rick? Rick, you still there? Okay, we just lost Rick again.